going?
Hey, very well, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to speak to the community about everything that you guys are doing. If people aren't aware of your company, are you able to just give a brief explanation about yourself, everything that you do with the company, and how you're helping
Definitely.
people
So
in
the company
anxiety?
Was founded in 2019. We cultivate, we manufacture gummies, tinctures, all sorts of different products for the community. We started as just farm, and we've expanded and kind of gone along. A lot of our products are really kind of geared toward different cannabinoid combinations, in which we feel kind of maximizes the effects for people. We've got a nice big kind of facility, over 100 acres, and we're just really excited to kind of share, you know, our journeys, our personal journeys, and our company's journey with you and your followers.
Well, that's wonderful. So regarding CBD, what made you want to go into that space, and specifically for anxiety? Was that a personal choice that you've been through in anxiety, or maybe if you had family or friends going through anxiety, and how did you realize that CBD was working for people with anxiety?
I struggled with anxiety myself. I think that we all do. I mean, especially, like, you know, I'm 35, so, you know, very early on it was like 9/11 and then the financial crisis, and like it just seemed like one curveball after another. And when I was younger, I was prescribed all sorts of, you know, drugs, like, you know, they do. And, you know, I figured that there had to be a better way. And, you know, I had gotten an opportunity in medical marijuana, and I took a step back from that to go to hemp and CBD because it was more available. And at that point, we were, you know, it was kind of, you know, it kind of helped me to mitigate some of the day-to-day stress, you know. And then when we started doing research and development on all of our product, I started trying them, because, you know, I mean, what's the point of producing a product if you're not, you know, if it doesn't work for you and it doesn't work for your team? You know, I'm a big believer in it needs to, you know, it needs to work. Otherwise, you're just putting snake oil out there. And, you know, it's about informing the public and, you know, really trying to make sure that we're doing the right thing. You know, anxiety is a major issue for a lot of, you know, millennials and, you know, people of all ages to really, you know, kind of deal with on a regular basis.
No, and for people who may not know what CBD is, are you able to just give a brief explanation of what it is, and obviously the difference with CBG and where hemp comes into all this? And also, what's the science behind how they think it may help in reducing people's anxiety? Because as this live started, there were so many people saying the use CBD, saying that it helps them with anxiety. And that there, honestly, in this community, there's so many people saying, I've never personally tried it, but I'm all about sharing the experience of other people. And if so many people are saying the same thing, there has to be some credit behind this. So yeah, what is it that we're seeing when they're taking these products? Why is it reducing the anxiety? And if you can just give a brief explanation of CBD, CBG, and hemp.
CBD, CBG, THC, all of those are cannabinoids. So they're naturally occurring, what are called phytocannabinoids. So they're plant derived. You know, our body has what's called an endocannabinoid system. So we're actually hardwired for these compounds to work in our body. Like, a really easy analogy is like when you go running or you do a hard workout and you get that like runner's high, well, that's the body producing its natural endocannabinoids. So a phytocannabinoid kind of works with the same system in a similar kind of way. Without getting too specific, each of them has a different, you know, kind of way that it reacts with the receptors, you know, an antagonist, an agonist, you know. Without getting too particular, CBD actually uses the TRPV1 kind of receptor, and it's kind of got a roundabout way, but it becomes a full body thing. Our receptors are located predominantly in our brain. So we've got some that are predominantly in our brain and our central nervous system, and we've got a lot that's distributed throughout our bodies. Surprisingly, what really surprised me when I started doing more research is how much was in our immune system. So we actually have receptors on our white blood cells, our T cells, all sorts of places that you wouldn't expect. So when you take a cannabinoid, you end up kind of working with the entire body, an entire system. So it's not just a drug that's in the brain. It's like a full physiological reaction to them. Is that specific enough, or would, what, I don't know how, knowledgeable your audience is. I can go a little bit deeper, kind of, what are you thinking?
No, I think it's very interesting, especially when, so a lot of people worry about CBD that they're going to get high from it, for example. Obviously that's a misconception because I know that it's the THC
Yeah, so
that
there's a couple
creates
of
the high. Is that
cannabinoids
correct?
that can elicit that kind of reaction. A lot of them really work on, the receptors that are in your brain. THC, THCV, Delta 8. I don't know if that's a big thing over there. It's huge in the United States. Even CBN actually works in the brain a little bit more, which is why CBN is another heavily regulated cannabinoid in England. But you've got euphoric and non-euphoric cannabinoids. Hemp doesn't have, it's required by law to have under 0.3% by weight of any of the euphoric cannabinoids. So, you would, the amount of CBD with the minute amount of THC you would have to consume in order to get high is just astronomical. It's just not, it's not going to happen. CBD doesn't get you high. CBG doesn't get you high. CBC doesn't get you high. A lot of the other cannabinoids don't. And you got to remember, there's over 100 cannabinoids. There's 400 compounds in this plant. It's not just, any one piece that kind of works to help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, someone's put it helps for inflammation as well, which I've heard before. And like you said, it's like there's so many different properties from this one plant, and you guys and obviously companies like you are using the best tools from the best ingredients from this to help people with. So is it just people that you're with anxiety that you're helping with mental health issues, or is it useful for other
Well,
mental health conditions from what you've found?
it's the sort of thing where the endocannabinoid system is involved in so much of our bodily functions, and it was discovered 30 years ago, in the early 90s. So, every year there's two or three or 10 or 100 more studies that go by that are like, oh, it does this, oh, it does that, oh, it does this. I mean, predominantly CBD has been marketed over the years to be, anti-convulsant, anti-inflammation, anti-anxiety, but it's not just the one piece. It is a piece to a larger puzzle for every individual. And every individual is going to react differently to it because we're all hardwired a little bit differently. So, go ahead.
So, yeah, would you say that for some people it may not work, and it's about them trying themselves to realize, and there's no, is there any bad side effects from it? So I know you said that people can't get high from it. Is people obviously, especially with anxiety, they're worried about taking medication, they're worried about all things like that. Is there any side effects they need to be wary of if this is something that they wanted
I
to
mean,
explore
I
to see if it
so
works for them?
anything can give you a side effect, right? Like everybody's hardwired a little bit differently. In general, I have not personally seen any negative, side effects. Like sometimes people get a little too sleepy, a little too relaxed. But it really comes down to the quality of the product that you're taking. If you're taking a product that's exceptionally clean, for lack of a better word, and that is what, as advertised, what it is, you shouldn't have any issues. The other thing that I always suggest to people is start low. If you're concerned, you are allowed to be concerned, So take a half dose. Every product that we sell, every time I talk to somebody who is unfamiliar with it, I tell them, start with half. And, because you can always go up, and our dosages are, our products are made so low that you can't, you have that option. As far as if you're going to consume a lot of CBD or a lot of cannabinoids in general, I always suggest to make sure that you stay properly hydrated. At the end of the day, it is a salt, so it can, it can build up in your liver and kidneys and things like that. So, you're taking a bunch of CBD and, sweating all day and not drinking enough water, I mean, that's not good for anything, you know?
No, that's really interesting. I want to get into some of the questions from the community. Lots of questions coming in, which is great. Oh, someone's put, what is your product? So if you, a lot of people asking what the products are now. So yeah, but please fire away. Where's best that they can find the products if they just want to
100%.
look at it
Yeah.
while we're
So our website
speaking
is
now?
southtip.com. All of our products are there. It should take you to a nice drop page where it allows you to look at our blogs, look at the sales, look at the products, kind of learn a little bit more about us, about our team and everything like that. We've got products that are gummies, tinctures, topicals. The topicals are really helpful for a lot of like pain. We've got a lot of elderly customers that will actually use it on their joints, on their hands, and things like that to help with arthritic pain.
My younger brother, I was going to say older than my younger brother, he has issues with his like his joints and his feet, and he uses the topical CBD, and he said it honestly works
Well,
wonders for him. So we're hearing the same things all the time, which is amazing to see, because you look, like you said, obviously there's side effects with everything, but compared to pharmaceuticals, I mean, it's night and day, isn't it? Regarding the, I just want to go back to the dosage. So you said people can start off small. How do you guys derivate what dose that someone should take? How is
Well,
that like
so when we
decision
started
made?
formulating products, we ended up, looking at what a lot of what was out there. And, it really depends. Like if it's a product that's, a salt base or an isolate based product, you're always going to have a higher percentage, a higher potency, a higher number of milligrams per dose. We really like to do a broad spectrum distillate base, which allows us to have a lower dosage. So, I always suggest to people they start around 10 milligrams. And, worst case scenario, you're not going to feel anything, sort of thing. But it allows you to kind of step it up. So you can find that. I always tell people the minimum amount as often as needed, but not more than required. Because, after all, we all grew up with, kind of drug education. And you always want to take the lowest dosage that you have to. Because if you're not, you're paying for something you don't need. So I say 10. Our tinctures are half of our dosage for a tincture is 25 milligrams. You're safe in that range, in general, to start with.
Excellent. So the first question I want to go from the community is, in a quick way, how do cannabinoids, including CBD, work in the body and mind? Can you explain what the endocannabinoid system is and its basic functions? That is a word that I'm going to
Honestly,
have trouble with,
I
but
had
yeah,
trouble with
let's
it for
go.
years, and I always felt really silly working in the industry and not being able to pronounce it, so don't worry about it. So kind of going back to what we were talking about, the endocannabinoid system is, we're hardwired for it. Actually, our cats and dogs are hardwired for it too. They actually have an endocannabinoid system as well. So like I was saying, we have receptors all over our bodies, predominantly CB1 in our brain and brain stem, our central nervous system. CB2 receptors are in the peripheral nervous system as well as in the immune system. So the cannabinoids will actually work with that signaling system in order to elicit some kind of response. And, that can be settling your stomach or helping to, relax this or that. But it plays a big role in immune function, which is why the topical creams can help. But the endocannabinoid system has been linked to everything, sort of thing. I mean, you're talking about mood, you're talking about, your pituitary thyroid glands, livers, digestive tract, stress, anxiety, reproductive systems. It's all over the place. I mean, like I said, our body produces two natural cannabinoids. They're called endocannabinoids. So the other thing is, it's not just the cannabinoids that react with the system and that function in our body. There are other things that, when combined, are called the entourage effect or create an entourage effect, which are terpenes or other compounds that are found in cannabis that will cause the system to work a little bit differently. So that's why we like distillate, because you've got more of those other products in or other compounds. compounds in the actual base of the oil, essentially. And so, you know, I sent you a ton of links for you and your followers of great articles, including one that was like from Forbes. It's just a real easy breakdown, easy to consume. So, you know, they don't have to worry about the technical jargon.
No, that's wonderful. I'll be sharing them on the stories for everyone to really delve in. I think that goes great into the next question as well, which is, how should people go about researching CBD and cannabinoids so that they can gain a credible education, given how much misinformation is out there? And also, can you just give some examples of what misinformation you come across
in your
industry? The misinformation
is crazy nowadays, isn't it? Especially with CBD and cannabis and cannabinoids. You know, anything that says that it can cure anything, that is not a substantiated claim. That is not held up by the science. You know, the verdict is still out there. You know, on a lot of this stuff, it's all, a lot of the information is circumstantial. So it's really easy to fall down and fall into the trap of no, Jeff said it or Susan said it, like it's got to be fact. So what I always suggest to people is you qualify the source, and it starts with, what's their vested interest? Do they have a vested interest in the information they're presenting to you? You know, not every company is, you know, a good actor. Not every company is a bad actor. Not every person writing a report knows what they're doing or has any basis. And they're, you know, they're pulling information from this place and that place. So, you know, I kind of narrowed it down to about four different places where you're going to find a lot of information. One are articles from news sources or lifestyle, you know, blogs, things like that. And if they've got an editor, there's another layer of protection in that information. That said, I always take anything that I find and I will hover over any link. I will look for citations. I will look for a direct reference to a study so that I can say, all right, it was published in, you know, the National Institute of Health Library. All right, it's good enough for to be logged forever through a credible source, it's a good place to start. But like, you know, there's trade organizations that, you know, their job is to push the industry and to help dispel the myth and the rumors and all of those kinds of things. You know, there's a little bit of a vested interest in there, but you know, this isn't like it was 100 years ago. You know, there's facts to back up the statements that they make. And because, you know, we live in a time where everything's so litigious, you know, people are a little bit more careful, especially when they're representing a trade organization, to make sure the facts are correct. And then, you know, I mean, Leafly or Weed Maps, they all have easy breakdowns and introductions because, you know, it's really about kind of normalizing a plant, you know. So they've got a lot of interest in making sure that everything's correct. So like I said, you know, check the citation, check the vested interest. And, you know, if a CBD company has a website that says, here's an intro course and here's a bunch of blogs, here's a bunch of information for you, that's usually a pretty good place to start.
And that's what I like about you guys is how authentic and, like you say, real you are and how you're not pushing. Again, I hate people who, especially when they're saying about anxiety disorders where they can cure it, you just know that that's a bad actor when it comes to marketing. And that's why I love that you guys, you want to look at, you even said to me before, you're looking at the research, you're looking at further research. Yes, there's further answers to be asked and further questions to be asked and more answers. But we've had these so many people now that, where you say you cannot shy away from it, that it's helping lots of people and especially reducing anxiety. The next question is, are there any other cannabinoids that people struggling with anxiety should consider?
Yeah.
So is there specific
ones? For me personally, CBD works, but like CBG works much better for me personally. And a lot of our products have been formulated to include CBG. It's kind of the mother of all cannabinoids is one of the ways that you can think about it. It interacts directly with our endocannabinoid system, whereas CBD has to go over here to get to here. CBG just goes straight to it. That is the cannabinoid that there are studies that are showing really, solid evidence that it's something that does help. I can tell you that, for me, I'll give you a little,
Right.
a little story. One day, my wife, during the R&D period, my wife and I were, in a little bit of a tiff, and I had one of the products on the counter, and I said, "You know what? We're marketing this as it can help do this and help calm you down and do all that." And I said, "Fine. You know what? I'm gonna try it." 5 minutes later, "Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I really apologize." I was like, "One time only," kind of thing. And we did it, did it again, gave it to a bunch of friends, a bunch of customers, things like that. And they all had that same kind of response where it doesn't bring you down. It just kind of helps bring me to baseline where, it's not so overwhelming
Right.
anymore. CBG is definitely a cannabinoid that I would suggest everybody look into and look at. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. CBC is another one. But also it comes down to, what other symptoms you have. If it's just strictly anxiety and you're not like really tensed up, or say you can't sleep because your mind's going, I find that CBG combined with CBD is a really effective way for a lot of our customers to.
I was just going to say, so you can actually combine the
Correct.
two. It
Yeah, and
doesn't
a lot
have
of
to
our
be one or
formulations
the
are actually
other.
targeted combinations. You're going to find very few straight
Right.
CBD products on our website. That's by design, because in the plant there's 400, different compounds, and we're kind of like stacking the deck with
Yeah.
ratios that, we have found are effective for us and our clientele.
So how do you recommend incorporating CBD into a daily routine to effectively manage anxiety? So if someone is getting anxiety, say at work, for example, what is there any specific doses that they should be doing, or is there any user guidelines,
Yeah,
for
so
example,
I
that they
mean,
should follow?
incorporating CBD into your daily routine, like first and foremost, is not taking it if you don't need it. If you don't have a headache, you don't take
Right.
Advil. If you're having a good day, you probably don't need it, especially when it comes to anxiety. You have to remember the CBD isn't going to get you high. It's not going to do anything like that. Depending on the method of intake, it can take 20 minutes, it can take 10 minutes, it can take an hour. It really depends on how quickly you need, relief sort of thing. What, how long that interval is. You also have to remember that it doesn't work for everybody. And just because, a certain dosage or a certain formulation doesn't work for you, doesn't mean that it's not going to work, for somebody else, or, maybe there's a component that's missing for you. So I tell people to, really mind your dosage, be mindful of all the other ingredients that you're consuming. For example, gummies are great. It's a real easy introductory way. You pop it in, you chew it, you swallow it. You're not thinking about it anymore. But a lot of gummies that have a really high sugar content. So if you've got anxiety and you take some CBD that's got, a gummy that's got 6 or 8, grams of sugar in it, you may be creating other issues by, helping with your anxiety. I always tell people to, consume at home first and, be comfortable with your expectations before you do it in public. I think that that's just a good rule for everybody to follow, regardless of what it is. The dosing is always a tricky one because everybody's wired differently. I know people that can take 5 milligrams
Yeah.
and they get exactly the response that they want. I know people that are taking 50 or 100, and that's what it takes for them. Always start low and build up to that minimum dose that you need to get to.
That's really interesting what you said. So is it more in the moment sort of thing? So if someone's woke up and they're dealing with anxiety, or say they have a panic attack, you believe that it helps them in the moment, or is it you're saying don't do it over a longer period of time if they're
Well,
not
I mean,
dealing with
so I deal
anxiety
with
every day,
anxiety
is that
every day.
right?
I think that for me, the healthiest thing that I can do is try and mitigate it by all other means that I possibly can. For a long time I was on
Yeah.
maintenance medications that I'm sure a lot of your followers have been on or are on, and I was still having panic attacks. So not only was I on a maintenance medication,
Right.
I was on a Xanax or a Valium that, you know, and what I tried to do for myself was take that harder, you know, pharmaceutical out of it and incorporate CBD and CBG into the momentary, you know, the flashpoints. So, you know, and I always have,
Right.
you know, the other medication on hand in case it doesn't work for me. But for me, when I'm starting to get that panic attack, you know, when you start feeling tense, I do a little bit of the tincture, and 5 or 10 minutes later, I'm starting to feel a little bit more normal. And that's typically the way that I try to, you know, suggest to people. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not just about you. It's not just about what I say. It's not just about what anybody else in the CBD industry says. It's about what you and your medical professional, you know, your doctors kind of feel is the best route for you in terms of, you know, getting to the place where you want to be with anxiety.
I was just going to ask that. Do you guys, do you have, obviously the person is under the evaluation of a doctor. Can they say to the doctor that CBD or CBG is
So
something they
one of
want to
the things
explore?
that I think is that, especially when you're first get, you know, trying CBD, is you need to log everything. You need to, you know, I took two gummies Thursday at 8 o'clock. This is kind of how I felt. I took this at this time, this at this time. And you share that information. Like, it's not illegal. It's descheduled by the WHO. Like, it is non-habit forming, non-toxic. You know, we're not talking about, you know, THC. We're talking about CBD. You have to be open and honest with your doctor. The doctors are knowing more and more now to expect this. And a lot of them will, you know, either applaud or kind of, you know, nudge you in a different direction if they feel that, you know, a more traditional therapy is, you know, necessary. But you have to be upfront and honest with your doctors.
No, that, yeah, wonderful advice. Can you share any customer testimonials or success stories that highlights the effectiveness of CBD, CBG, for
I
anxiety
mean,
relief
so one of the things
specifically?
that when we started making our tinctures, we actually had one of our friends was like, oh, you know, my dog is bananas and everything like that, and we were like, all right, we'll try it. We actually sell a lot of our tinctures for people for their pets for anxiety with them, and the same way that it works for us, it works.
Just before you go on, is that because the pets have, obviously we know pets have anxiety. Is that because of what you mentioned earlier
Yeah,
that they
so they
have the
have a very
similar
similar
receptors?
endocannabinoid system in them. Canines and felines have it.
Right.
A lot of animals do. You know, canines and felines are the ones that I'm most familiar with, but I know that we've got some customers that have used it on their
Yeah.
horses. And but you know, it helps. A lot of people don't believe it until they see it with their, you know, with their dog or their cat, and they're like, oh wait, hold on. If it works for Fluffy, it's got to work for me. But no, we've got a bunch of different testimonials. A lot of people actually consume or use our unwind tincture to help them sleep because, you know, it stops those racing thoughts. You know, and our unwind, you know, and I want to be cautious saying it stops it. You know, anecdotally, you know, clientele are finding that this is what helps them the most. And that's a CBD, CBG. And I mean, dozens of people, we've got lots of people who are subscribed to monthly, you know, allotments of, hey, every Tuesday, you know, first Tuesday of the month, they end up with another package on their table, you know, in their inbox of this product because they believe in it so much. You know, as far as specifics, I mean, I can point you to a few on our website. I think that in some of the supporting material, we gave you a couple of those that are written. I don't like to paraphrase people's, you know, experiences because everybody's a little bit different. But I can definitely tell you that the combination products that we have seem to go a really long way for a lot of people.
I was going to say, so if there was one specific product name that people from this live, which is going to get saved for everyone who's coming in and out, and also will be converting it over to DLC live on the podcast if you prefer to listen, to these interviews. What would you say the go-to product for someone wanting to reduce anxiety for themselves? And is that the same product
we have? We have a product line for pets. It's the Little Buddy and the Big Buddy, named after my little dogs. And then we've got the one that I always suggest for people is our Unwind. It is pineapple flavor. It's CBD, CBG. It's a 5-to-1 CBD to CBG ratio. So you can start with half, a quarter. All of our droppers are graduated, so you know how many milliliters you're taking. We tried to break it down so that our dosages were easy to calculate at home. For the pets, we actually have dosing charts online, so you don't overdose or underdose your pet. And that works the best kind of in the moment for me and for our clientele. As far as like a general, you know, I hate to use the word wellness because I feel like it's so overused. But as far as like wellness, our gummies, especially the 1-to-1, which is 10 milligrams CBD, 10 milligrams CBG in each gummy, which is low enough that you can.
Are they still, so the gummies, for example, are they still to be used in the moment, or are they more of a day thing?
I've established that I need this a little bit more regularly. But that's that, you know, that said, I take them in the moment, you know, just knowing that, you know, I've got a little bit more time to kind of like get myself, you know, get my head to a more level place before it really kicks in. But sometimes I'm amazed at how quickly things can work. But don't count on it. A gummy has to go through your whole GI tract. And, you know, oftentimes it takes an hour to an hour and a half to really like fully realize the effects of it.
Yeah, so just from this live, it's incredible seeing the comments of how many people that CBD, CBG is working for. And so many DMs that I get from people saying that the UCBD products over here in the UK is probably not as established as you guys in the US just yet. But there's obviously, we're learning more and more companies are coming about over here. But the great thing is the majority of the audience is over in the US. So I always think it's important to have these discussions, bring on people like yourself who is authentic, who doesn't shy away from the truth, and just being open and honest and candid about your experiences, not only for yourself, but with your customers. I think that's wonderful. And I think the more, like you say, we normalize the conversation about another tool that is obviously known to reduce some people's anxiety, then that really helps us and helps people on their journey to recovery, doesn't it?
It's so silly to me, like, you know, how, you know, pushed in the corner, you know, this plant and these compounds have been. You know, for me, part of the reason why I left medical marijuana was because I really wanted to help improve as many people's quality of life as I possibly could. And, you know, you got to kind of take it to the masses. You know, my parents don't want to get, you know, high. They want to feel better, you know, and so many people out there can't or don't want to, you know, have euphoria. And the way that you can do that is by utilizing the other parts of the plant and the other cannabinoids to achieve a very similar kind of, I can take a breath. Life isn't, you know, this isn't insurmountable, and allow yourself to kind of work a little bit more logically, you know. And
what is the reason that you think that it has been or does get pushed to the side? Is that just because it can't be monetized by these big
companies? I think for a long time it was that. I think that was a major component for a long time. I think that, you know, some of those companies are starting to, you know, kind of sniff around. And I think that you're going to find, you know, a lot of new regulations for better and worse. I'm a big believer that you need, you know, this industry is so crazy. Some of the things that I've seen products that are outright illegal on store shelves right next to ours. You know, and
right. That, I guess that's really frustrating with, obviously you guys are doing it so just properly, and you're seeing that.
I have open and honest conversations with our regulators, you know, and other good actors in the industry. And it really takes, you know, it's such a, you know, it's kind of normal, you know, it takes a village sort of thing. You know, it really takes all of us being a little bit more open. I mean, and truthfully, like Southern Florida is not the easiest place to break into, you know, normal commercializing this plant, this product. You know, there's a lot of long-standing, you know, misperceptions of what it is. You know, there's still a lot of people who, you know, grandma, grandpa, they're like, oh no, that's just drugs, you know? And, you know, all right, well, you know, for your generation it was, but now we've got decades of science saying that, you know, yeah, it comes from a plant that can be a drug, but, you know, there are these parts of it that are really, you know, potentially beneficial. And I think that the more time goes on, the more, you know, the more this conversation is had, the better it's going to be for everyone. And, you know, the more in tune the regulators are going to be. And
no, I completely agree with you. And definitely, like you say, when it's a new industry, like the Wild West, isn't it? You've got great people who are doing good in wanting to evolve this industry and showcase it. But then you've got obviously the bad actors that are not doing that. If somebody, so I guess it would be hard that people in the community may have tried CBD before, but it not
or good
been
experience.
Good ingredients. Yeah. It may not have been the right stuff. Would your advice to the people who've tried it and it didn't work, would it be come over to you guys and maybe try it with yous because they may have a different result? I guess I see different results
from our staff even. Like some products work for some people that don't work for others. I mean, it all comes down to the way that you're wired. So if, say for example, you tried something and it was a isolate based, and I'll go into the differences between distillate and isolate in a second here, but you know, if it's isolate, it's just the salt form. It's, you know, if you look at it in a jar, it looks like table salt a little bit. You know, it's got no other component to it. And with CBD especially, you know, you need a little bit of this and a little bit of that for it to really affect, you know, create, you know, the kinds of effects that you're looking for. So, you know, obviously I would love for everybody to come and, you know, try our products. You know, I find that we are, you know, we are one of the people that really focuses on having a distillate base. And the more of the plant that you can have without the chlorophyll and without some of the other stuff that just, you know, turns it nasty, the better it's going to work for you in general. So maybe people weren't using the right dose. Maybe the CBD company said that it had 30 milligrams and it had 5. You know, there's a lot of that, you know, if you can't.
I think this is where the regulators will really help, won't they? Like, you know, almost just filter out all that rubbish and really showcase you guys and other companies that are doing it the right way.
It's not easy for the regulators either. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a month or two sometimes to really like build up, you know, an investigation into these bad actors. And all the bad actor has to do is change the name and, you know, change the packaging and they're right back out there and it'll take another 2 months. And, you know, there are people that do that. What you want to look for are established brands that have been around for more than 6 months, 8 months, you know. There are new businesses that start at all times. So, you know, you can't immediately be like, oh, they just started, you know, you got to look at what they're making their product out of and how they're making their products and if their facilities are certified. You know, in Florida, we're required to be food safe. We hold a CGMP certification, which says that we are doing things with the current good manufacturing practices for food production. You know, a lot of facilities don't do that. We do it because it's the right thing to do. And there are a lot of other good companies that do that. So look for those couple of things whenever you're trying out a new product, because sometimes it's about who's making it, not necessarily, you know, anything else, because good actors are going to do the right thing. Bad actors are going to make a buck.
So firstly, thank you so much for doing the interview, and thank you for sending over the additional material that I'm really looking forward to sharing with the community. If people want to support you on Instagram, where can they find you? And also the website you mentioned before, how do they get onto the website?
The website is southtip.com, www.southtip.com. Our Instagram handle is @southtiphemp. Our DMs are open. So anybody that's got questions can, kind of send us a message and we'll, try and get back to you guys as quickly as we possibly can and, kind of point you in the right direction.
Is it just US based or is it
so
the product
we
available
are
worldwide?
Exploring export and import into, some other countries. I've started kind of speaking with the regulators in the UK about, our products. Not all of our products qualify because we do have some Delta 8 products, which are not allowed in the UK. We also have a product that has CBN that's not. But the bulk of our products are eligible. So it's just about kind of going through that process and, really understanding, a timeline. And I'd love to be able to give you one, but I just don't have one right now. So we're predominantly based in the United States. Yeah.
Fantastic. Like I said, most of the community is over in the US. So that's fantastic that they'll be able to see all the great things that you guys are doing. And like I mentioned before, guys, this will be over on DLC Live. On the podcast within the next 72 hours, so you can catch up on this if you prefer to listen instead of watch. But yeah, thank you so much for this chat. It's been really interesting on a personal note. Always great to hear the customer testimonials, and always really interesting to see new developments in the case of reducing anxiety. Because as you know, from going through anxiety, you want all the tools available.
Well, no, 100%.
To see what
and that's why we focus so much on education, because people don't know what they don't know until they know something. I mean, so much of it is trying to sift through. And I was hesitant to try anything. I'm always hesitant to try something. I mean, anxiety is a real thing. So all we can do is put the information out there, put quality products out there, and allow everybody to make their own decision. And everybody's a little bit different. Oh, one other thing that before we go, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned is we actually have a coupon code for you guys. It's DLC Anxiety. I'll send it to you and with the rest of the information. But it's DLC Anxiety, one word.
Does it matter if it's capital
it
letters
matter.
Or doesn't matter? Fantastic. So guys, if you want to use the coupon code, that's fantastic. DLC Anxiety, doesn't matter. Use that coupon code and get a fantastic discount. Again, thank you so much for spending time with the community and explaining all of this. Really excited to see the next steps within your industry, and I'll get the information
really
out
appreciate it.
To
Thanks,
the community.
You too, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks.
Take care. Have a good day.